What does it mean? What does it mean? Here are, baby. All right. Some thoughts. All right, so gonna continue the Eric Kim show. Shout out to my friend Chris. Chris A. You know who he is. Cincinnati! Woo! Okay, so some thoughts. Why Satoshi is the new Jesus? So kind of interesting. I think in America we tend to like think about this like Messiah notion, right? So even like our Lord Jesus, right? I actually saw this one Parisian kid visiting from Paris. He had a hat on that said, "Yay is God." I'm like, whoa. And apparently, Yeezy and Dalla Sign is still on tour in Korea, South Korea. Looks like a pretty sold out audience. Yeah, actually, it seems that like, Koreans don't know what Jewish people are is, or they don't really care what it is, right? Culver City Hall got some good mist today. Kind of interesting. Nice smog. Actually, my life is just performance art. So some interesting things. I think if we understand religion, cults, etc., to invest in things that have some sort of quasi-religious underpinnings is a good idea. So for example, the cult of Steve Jobs, Apple, right? Even read the Walter Isaacson biographies. Even when Steve Jobs came back, he was like the second resurrection of Christ after John Scully, the evil guy, came and ruined it, right? And I think typically with any sort of Messiah figure, it's like a promise of a new hope, a new optimism, etc. Like even like Obama, he was supposed to be the chosen one, stuff like that. And actually, even the reason why I think a Jay-Z is so successful, is because like, if you're kind of like disenfranchised, African-American kid growing up in America, Jay-Z is like goals, right? And even talking to my friend Shane, shout out Shane from Phil's. The reason why the people love Kanye so much, especially in the African-American community, right? Is like, in America, I mean, this is straight facts, right? Like the ultimate marginalized group came here on slave ships, etc. And obviously the Jewish people suffered the Holocaust. 6 million people died. It's all super, super real. I think anyone who's a Holocaust denier is essentially worse than a fool. Anyone who's even Nietzsche talks about this, kind of interesting. At the time, there's so many anti-Semites out there, right? I think anybody who's anti-Semitic is essentially trying to seek a scapegoat for their own shortcomings or underpinnings. I'm like, dude, don't be anti-Semitic or don't hate on Jewish people because you're so poor and bad with money. What a lot of people don't understand is the reason why a lot of Jewish American peoples in America, the reason why they got so much money is because they are so frugal. I think the reason why Americans are dumb is that what they do is, Americans, the typical Americans, are really good at spending money. The typical Americans are very, very poor at saving, conserving, and not spending money, right? And obviously, I fall victim to this. Thank you. I fall victim to this. I'm always trying to find the next thing to buy that will complete me, right? And so the generalized idea is this, is like, once I buy X, Y, and Z, I'll feel complete and I'll be happy and stuff like that. So once I get the murdered out, black on black on black, Lambo with the scissor doors, all murdered out, I will become complete. Now the question is, is this true? Obviously not. And I think it's also interesting too, because I think philosophically we are seeking to feel quote unquote completed, but actually what if in fact seeking completion or fullness or satisfaction was actually not the goal, and that actually in fact always leaving a little bit something on the side is a good idea. Shout out to Nongla, come here in Culver, they took over the Wise Sons. Yeah, actually the food here looks pretty legit. Like they added the pho sign. So yeah, get some stuff there. Yeah, if you're curious, the best place to live on in America, Culver City, hands down, best city in America. After that, Southeast Asia. Yeah, Culver City, man, I love this place. Maybe one day I'll run for mayor, maybe. Depending on how far my ambitions will go. Honestly, like, the best city in America. I think, one day somebody will watch this vlog and it's like, Eric Kim Dunn predicted it. Right, so anyways, also talking about politics and power. So, some big issues is everyone wants more power. If you want more power, it's very simple, buy more Bitcoin. Bitcoin is digital capital. Bitcoin is digital real estate. Bitcoin is digital property. Bitcoin is power. Property is power. And why is it that everyone wants more power? I mean, I think it's human nature for men at least. And I'm going to speak the difference between being man and woman. Oh, yeah. Nice flowers. So some not politically correct thoughts. I think the problem is in modern day times we let too much of political correctness get in the way of, you know, advancements in knowledge, wisdom, etc. And the problem with political correctness is anything that was once politically correct a decade or two or three or four or five ago is actually not anymore. So some facts, listening to the Peter Thiel interview with the other dude about the diversity myth. So do you know, this is facts, just ChatGPT it, right? You could probably even Google it. The term politically correct was in fact actually a sign that you were in line with the Leninist propagandas, like you were politically correct, like you were in the same political correctness as what Lenin, you know, was saying, right? And you're a card-carrying communist, right? And I'm not saying communist as like a disparaging term, like that was just facts, right? And now, you know, one can consider, you know, the new woke crowd, obviously the new modern day communists, the modern day hippies. I personally hate hippies. I think they're super annoying. And this is like not bad or evil, just like kind of annoying. I think we can make a lot more progress in terms of thinking, life, and society. Just people's not bad and evil. It's just like kind of annoying. Just stay away from people who is annoying, right? People are not evil or bad or deceitful, just annoying. So the reason why I think it's wise for us to think about, you know, investing in a cult, a movement, whatever, right, is when people get some sort of like religious like fervor about X, Y, and Z, that's a good opportunity. I mean, if honestly this whole like plant veganism, plant-based, you know, thing, right, it actually does have a level of religious fervor to it. Like, because once you get kind of morals and ethics added to whatever your opinion might be, things start to get a little bit tyrannical. And what is the opposite of tyranny? Tolerance. What is the opposite of tolerance? Tyranny. And so I think the tricky thing is, oh, looks like Laurel Girl is gonna enter open soon. Ooh, restaurant looks nice. Looks nice. Nice day in Culver. So the things which are kind of little bit like hypocritical in my way is like, how do you say this? I mean, people who do the whole vegan animal rights, blah blah, it's like, it's kind of annoying to me, but I tolerate it, right? But the question is, like, why are plant-based vegan vegetarian people so intolerant of me being, you know, essentially 100% carnivore, right? The bad for the planet, blah blah. I'm like, okay. Yeah. So I think all sides of the political spectrum and everybody should just become more tolerant, right? Like the rights, the lefts, the gays, the Jews, the African Americans, the blacks, the whites, the yellows, the reds, Asians, whatever you want to call us, the purple people, the brown people, the blue people. It's like, next time someone asks me, so what are you? Purple. Purple, you're but what are you? Pink. Right? Even the Simpsons, they all yellow, right? And then, so yeah, I think, thinking about things. Huh. Yes, just become more tolerant. I think, everyone's fighting for power, obviously. But yeah, I guess, the question then is, what kind of things are, kind of deep power, important power, kind of like not superficial power and superficial power.